Elvis Duran.
Is that a sausage in your pan?
Host of the nationally syndicated radio show, Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
I just want to say I love you guys. You guys are fabulous.
Oh,
I listen to you guys an hour to and from work every day.
Yeah, well, we love traffic.
This is Elvis Duran and the Morning Show, C100.
All right, so I want to talk about something kind of serious. I have a friend who has another family member who received a phone call on her phone, and it was a man on the other side saying that he was holding another member of their family hostage, and they were abusing this person, physically abusing him. And if they didn't send money immediately, they would continue. All right? So... total in shock, didn't know what to do, just kind of froze. And then said, well, wait, how do I know you definitely have this person? And then they gave this person on the phone, they gave from my family that I know, a piece of really private information that no one else would know.
Yikes.
So, okay, sent the money. Went in, very traumatic, right? And then... they couldn't find this person from the family for a while. Then they showed up. They were just, you know, out of touch. So it was a total scam, right? Mm-hmm. And then got to talking with another friend about scamming that's going on with AI. The voice of people they knew were calling them saying, I need money now. And so without question, they would send it. Finding out later, they never called. But someone somewhere got their voice somehow. It happened several times. There's a person here in New York City who was bilked out of over $1 million from her savings because someone used AI voice and sent them a message. So as we sit here with our voices on the radio every day,
yep.
Never ever trust anything or anyone ever.
Yeah.
that tries to threaten you.
It's so scary how reality is just becoming blurred. You can't trust things you see. You can't trust something you hear. Those used to be the reliable sources. Oh, I'm hearing it with my own ears.
True.
It must be family member. I'm seeing it with my own eyes.
And you're going to do anything you can to help a family member, right?
Exactly.
Jump into action right away.
Exactly. And keep in mind, I'm talking about us talking every day. Every time you pick up your phone and have a conversation with someone, they could record it. And that is your voice they have.
Yikes.
And it's phone quality, but if you get a phone call, phone quality, you won't be able to tell the difference.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're living in this world, and, you know, rather than just cover it up and ignore it, you need to be aware of it.
For sure.
That's why, you know, I never pick up a phone call that I don't recognize the number with or company.
Mm-hmm.
And I rarely pick up phone calls from people that I know, but that's another story. but that's the thing, though. People can use your friend's numbers and it'll look like they're calling you and it's not really them. So this is the world we're living in right now. And until electronic companies, until digital companies figure out how to control it, we're all kind of swimming in a dark ocean here.
Yeah.
Right?
And especially with social media, people post so much personal information, like a family member's secret little nickname or whatever it would be.
Yeah.
AI can get all of that and put stuff together. Regular scammers can get all of that and put it together. You just have to be so careful. But what is the solution to that?
Well, like I said, other than legislation and these companies, the digital companies catching up and figuring out how to fix it, safe words.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
You know, I have some friends from way back whose parents were very, very involved, very high up the chain when it comes to federal policing, we'll put it that way. And there was always a chance that they could be exploited. And so they had family safe words. And you don't share them with anyone. Mm-hmm. Only your family knows them. So let's say, you know, I get a call from Gandhi. She says, Elvis, help me. I need money now. I'm like, oh, really? And if she uses that safe word in her conversation, I'll know it's real. The safe word, you use it in case you're in trouble.
Yeah.
You know? And never divulge it to anyone other than people in your family or your closest person in your family.
Yep.
Or with your family.
Wow.
It's a scary world. And another thing that came out of this conversation is, well, after I heard about what happened, the people who got the call said that their other family member was kidnapped and being beaten did not report it to the police. And I'm like, well, why not? They said, we just want the trauma to end and there's nothing they can do.
I don't know, though. I think if you report it to the police, if they get enough, maybe people will start taking some action, or there will be legislation put in place or ways that you can track this stuff that they might work on a little bit more.
That's what I was thinking.
You just need to know it's happening.
Yeah. You know, if more of these numbers are reported, then you have the number of cases that are floating around, then you're right, call to action. But just be careful. You know, this has been going on, especially against the elderly, for so many years. Getting in touch with them, asking for their social security number, they just give it to you. They don't think about, well, it's on computers now, and now people know your name, people can take everything from you. You just got to be careful. And that will not always work, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just so crazy. The world that we live in is so crazy as it is. We just need extra stuff coming our way. Let's go. I mean, so
I know.
When does it stop?
Really? Well, it doesn't. It doesn't. You just have to find new ways to combat it. Yeah. And that's it. Thinking smart, having conversations with your parents and your grandparents and your kids and everyone, having conversations with each other about what's going on. I mean, because it's not a fun conversation. I mean, none of us are having a slam bang time here talking about this, but it's something that should be in the dialogue with everyone. Right, Scotty? What's up?
Yeah, I've been having a problem with Instagram lately. There are dozens and dozens of fake Instagram accounts with my picture and my kids' pictures, and whoever is reaching out to these women are telling them all kinds of stories about the kids needing operations, this and that. One woman got scammed out of $70,000 just 3 or 4 weeks ago because she found the real me and was like, oh my God, am I not talking to you? And I'm like, no. Nah. And it's a big, big problem, and nobody wants to do anything about it.
That's crazy.
You know, it happens constantly.
Yeah,
it does. So, you know, the offers, it's too good to be true. Those go with that. You know, I remember when we got those stupid emails. I'm the prince of whatever. And if you send me $500, I'll send you $500 million.
Yeah, okay.
I'm like, oh, my God. I remember when I got my first email like that, and I actually sent it to my attorney. I'm like, is this real? He's like, are you effing crazy? Yeah. I'm like, I don't know. It's when they first started, right? And I'm like, well, I don't know. This person seems to need some help. I'm like, wake up, Elvis.
I feel like the elderly, too, are very prone to doing
things. Oh, they're very vulnerable. Yeah.
Like, without doubt.
I remember back in the day when people would come to the door, and my grandmother would just give everybody money. And my mother would go, what are you doing? Stop giving everybody money that comes to the door who is, like, selling something or promoting something. You know, and now they get you on your phones with the scams. I mean.
Yep.
Well, with AI taking over, It's gonna get worse, and it's gonna get worse in new ways that we haven't quite wrapped our head around yet. Mm-hmm. But starting out right now, just knowing that it's going on, you know, just beware. That's it. That's all. What's up, Scary?
I remember the time that some scam artist contacted me and said that they have footage into my webcam, and they said that I was doing salacious things to porn videos, and that they were going to release it. I was like, I freaked out. I contacted everyone.
Of course
here. Like,
you did, because you know exactly what you were doing.
I'm not telling anything. All you do is you take that text of the email and you put it into Google search, and you see that's how you.
I got the same one.
We all got the same thing, and I sent them $5,000.
But mine scared me because it was just after I had visited my JO station. So I'm like,
okay, thank you, Nate.
With that said,
just be careful. Seriously,
and we're done.
Be careful and have this conversation with everyone that you love and trust. You really should.
I like the way you look at me.
Follow us at Elvis Duran Show on social. Z100.
Join the Tunnel to Towers Foundation on its mission to do good in honor of America's heroes. Donate $11 a month. Amplify your impact with a car or land donation. Go to T2T.org. That's T2T.org.
You're the light, you're the night, you're the color of my blood. You're the cure, you're the pain, you're the only thing I wanna touch. Never knew that it could mean so much, so much. You're the fear,
I've never been so high. Follow me through the dark. Let me take you past our satellites. You can see the world you brought to life. To life. So love me like you do. La la, love me like you do. Love me like you do. La la, love me like you do. Touch me like you do. Ta ta, touch me like you do. Of paradise, every inch of your skin is a holy grail I've gotta find. Only you can set my heart on fire, on fire. Yeah, I'll let you set the pace, 'cause I'm not thinking straight. My head's spinning.
Music plays here.
Yes.
C100.
You gotta go and get angry at all of my honesty. You know I try, but I don't do too well with apologies. I hope I don't run out of time, 'cause someone call a referee. 'Cause I just need one more shot. Have forgiveness. I know you know that I made those mistakes maybe once or twice. And by once or twice, I mean maybe a couple of hundred times. So let me redeem or redeem on myself tonight. 'Cause I just need one more shot, a second chance. Yeah. Is it too late now to say sorry? 'Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Sorry. Yeah, I know all that
take every single piece of the blame if you want me to. But you know that there is no innocent one in this game for two. I go, and then you go, I didn't spill the truth.
Can we both say the words and forget this?
Yeah. Is it too late now to say sorry? Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Oh. Is it too late now to say sorry? Yeah, I know that I let you down. Is it too late to say sorry now? I'm not just trying to get you back on.
Welcome to A Car That Parks Itself. Welcome to Mercedes-Benz. Go to your local dealer for incredible offers on the GLC and GLE SUVs at the Welcome Home Celebration going on now. I'm Bernie Viter with Total Traffic on Z100.
New York City weather.
Sun and clouds on this Juneteenth. High 82 today, down to 64 tonight. Tomorrow, Saturday, beautiful, mostly sunny, a little breezy, high 80. And for Father's Day, mostly sunny, high 83. Right now, 72 in the city at Z100.
This report is sponsored by NYC Care, Healthcare Access Program. NYC Care provides primary and preventive care, medications, mental health services, and more for New York City residents, regardless of your immigration status or ability to pay. Enroll or renew your membership today at nyccare.nyc or call 646-692-2273.
Yeah, yeah. It's a beautiful day.
This is Elvis Duran and the Z100 Morning Show.
No nightmare when you can still see the light. Can't find me, I'm not in the city tonight. I like your playlist, boy, turn it up a little louder. Road's empty, so you drive a little faster. It's like a show my tan lines, low rise, rooftop down. It's golden hour all the time. It's a midnight sun kiss, get under the red sky, laying on your chest like this. Hold me like the pebbles in your hand, initials in the sand, yeah. Summer isn't over yet. Skinny dipping with your heart out, it's my favorite part now. Like the pebbles in your hand, and there's just
Duran in the Morning Show. C100.
All right, even though I think they're stupid, we're doing the horoscopes. You know, of course, I got to be honest. I like them when it says something nice about Leos. Other than that, they're stupid.
Wow,
that's the only
Duran.
One you ever listened to, by the way. I know.
Do you only listen for your own horoscope?
Exactly.
Danielle,
sure.
Gandhi, let's do them.
All right, it's Zoe Saldana's birthday today. Macklemore, Paula Abdul, that's a party right there. Gemini, you randomly get the urge to reach out to someone. Do it. They're going to be glad you did. Your day's an 8.
Cancer, you're not in the mood for a crowd. Keep your plans small and you'll enjoy the day a little bit more. Your day's a 7.
Leo, something doesn't go your way and you have to pivot quickly. Your day's a 6.
Virgo, you get into a productive flow and actually finish what you start, which is rare but satisfying. Your day's an 8.
Hey, Libra, somebody opens up to you and it changes how you see them. Be gentle with that. Your day's a 5.
Scorpio, you clean out or get rid of something you've been holding on to. Now's the time. It feels long overdue. Your day's an 8.
Sagittarius, a last-minute plan turns into the best part of your day. Say yes without overthinking it. Your day's a 10.
Capricorn, you realize you've been overdoing it lately. Pull back before you burn out. Your day's a 9.
Aquarius, you try something slightly out of your normal routine and it ends up sticking. Keep it going. Your day's a 9.
Pisces, you get caught up in your feelings for a minute, but let that moment pass. Your day's a 7.
Hello, Aries, a small win boosts your confidence more than you expected. Take it. Your day's a 9.
And Taurus, something feels off and you can't ignore it, so trust that instinct. Your day's a 6, and those are your Friday morning horoscopes.
So maybe you're driving in early today, or this is the time you drive in every day. Look down. How much gas do you have in your gas tank?
Oh.
You know, Scary brought this up earlier, where he has this car that doesn't flash and sirens don't go off.
Yeah.
You just have to keep an eye on the meter, the gas meter,
right.
Whatever it is called. Whatever, the gasometer, what do you call
the
it?
Gauge.
The gauge.
The gasometer.
Anyway.
I like that better.
So why is it we wait until the very last minute, some of us, I know Froggy's the worst at this, waiting to the last minute where you're actually sweating and you have cramps, you're cramping,
yeah.
Knowing that you're about to run out of gas, you're on fumes. Why do we do that to ourselves?
I like living on the edge.
Is that what it is?
Bungee cord jumping's one thing, but low gas tank?
My husband did it once where I had gotten my 4 wisdom teeth pulled. And he runs out of gas as we're coming home from the procedure.
Right.
He says to me, you got a choice. You can sit in the car and wait for me to go get the gas, or we can walk home. And I walked home.
Yeah.
And after that, he still other days forget with fumes.
We just take our chances. And then, yeah. You know, before you know it, you're below E. And then, you know, a lot of cars, like my car, says you have so many miles left until it runs out. I don't trust that thing.
No.
That thing's wrong, I'll tell you. Ready? The other day, I'm in my car. It says you have 22 miles before you run out of gas. I knew I had to drive 25 miles. I made it where I was going and then another 3-4 miles down the road before I got gas. That thing's full of crap.
Yeah. It's trying to protect you.
You don't need to be waiting that long. My question is this. Why do you want to keep putting yourself in this life where you're just living on the edge and you're putting yourself into this frantic state, yeah, for no reason? Go stop and get gas, lazy ass.
Yeah. But sometimes the gas station's like on the other side of town.
Go get gas. What straight name?
Why do people turn the radio down when their car's low on gas?
Okay.
That doesn't help.
Okay, back in the old days, if you turn the air conditioning on, it used some of your fuel.
Oh, right? Wait a minute. That's not the case anymore?
No, I don't think that's the case anymore.
Oh.
No, I don't think it is. Maybe it is. Brody, of course, I forget. He's an auto expert, but I was told by someone who said, no, you can run the AC all you want.
Okay.
But in the old days, they said you got to turn everything off, otherwise you're going to use your gas faster. Do a Google on that, Brody. Let's make sure we know what we're talking about. Anyway, so now people like turn the radio down to save gas. No, it doesn't.
Oh.
Like me, you know, do you ever do this? I think we've talked about this. When you're driving and you think you need to focus a little more, you turn the radio off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like looking for a street sign, I turn it down.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to miss my street if I don't turn off. If I don't turn off the Elvis Duran Morning Show.
Have you ever done what I've done? If I've been sitting in traffic and I know I'm low on gas, I turn the car off, and they'll turn it back on when we're ready to move. Then I turn the car off. Then
I think that's worse for it, isn't it?
Is it? I don't know.
No. Cars actually, my car does that.
Yeah.
Oh, it does. Right.
I turn that thing when you stop at stoplights. It turns off the engine. I'm like, and I wanted to call the dealer when I first got the car. I'm like, dude, this thing is stalling.
No, that's
bad. Anyway. No. So why do you want to put yourself under this veil of aggravation?
It's nice to test the limits.
Okay, what does it say? Bro, just tell me in the microphone what it says.
It drops your average gas mileage for 3 miles per gallon if you use your AC.
Really? Man, my car's different. I drive a spaceship. It doesn't do that.
Also, with my car, I feel like I know that car. I know what was going on with it. I could... tell when it was in a bad mood or when it was going to run out of gas
right.
until it actually ran out of gas and I was an idiot.
Another the other myth is you have to warm your car up when you get in it. I was told also you don't.
Oh, I never did
because
that.
Because we have new electronics in the car. You just turn it on and it's on.
Right.
Oh.
Is that true?
No. That's I'm with you. That's what I did. I don't know if I was being bad.
Brody, look that up. Brody, prove us all wrong today. Go into Google.
Huh.
I got in the car the other day. I turned it on. I put it in reverse, and someone went, "What? You gotta let your baby warm up."
What?
I mean, really? I don't think so.
I mean, it's nice to let it warm up in the winter so that he's not freezing when you get in the car.
But
the
engine? They say you gotta get your fluids running. Danielle, are your fluids running?
Always.
Always.
On high.
What, Brody?
It says experts say new cars should warm up for 30 seconds and then start driving because your car warms up faster while you're driving.
Exactly, 30 seconds. In the old days, you had to start your car like a day before.
Grandpa's going outside.
Hey, Producer Sam, how are you?
Hi, I have anxiety from this discussion, but other than that, I'm great.
Okay, so you don't have to let your car warm up, but you shouldn't turn your AC on if you're out of gas.
And fill up your gas tank, people. Jeez.
Yeah, please, put some gas in that mother.
That is so stupid.
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Oh, well, imagine as I'm pacing the pews in a church corridor, and I can't help but to hear. No, I can't help but to hear in exchanging of words. What a beautiful wedding. What a beautiful wedding, says a bridesmaid to a waiter. Yes, but what a shame. What a shame the poor groom's bride is all. Shh. I chime in with a haven't you people ever heard of closing a damn door. No, it's much better to face these kinds of things with a sense of voice and rationality. I chime in. Haven't you people ever heard of closing a damn door. No, it's much better to face these kinds of things with a sense of. Well, in fact, well, I'll look at it this way. I mean, technically, our marriage is saved. Well, this calls for. I chime in with the haven't you people
So sick of that phone.
I'm so sick of that.
There's a new and exciting way to start your journey toward a more joyful existence. Joy 101. It's a new podcast hosted by me, Hoda Kotb. If you're craving inspiration to maximize your joy, tune into these candid, uplifting, and moving on-air chats. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Joy 101, and listen now. Joy 101 with Hoda Kotb is presented by CVS.
iHeartRadio, FIFA World Cup Update.
The U.S. is back in action today facing Australia, and Anthony Robinson says Team USA has the attitude to do something special this World Cup.
There's a real hunger and energy in the team that you want to see. That's kind of the baseline of being able to go and win the tournament.
The U.S. and Australia meet in Seattle starting at 3 Eastern. Other action today includes Scotland facing Morocco and Brazil against Haiti.
For live Fox coverage, search World Cup now on the free iHeartRadio app.
Come on, get up.
Wake up with Elvis Duran and the Z100 Morning Show.
Hi, I'm Elvis Duran.
Good morning, Z100.
Yeah, we're live.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
C100.
Come
with me as we go around the room. Hello, around the room. Wake up, people. Wake up. This is my favorite part of the day. Danielle, I'm going to start with you. What are you thinking about today?
Have any of you heard my shoes farting this morning?
No.
So I'm wearing Birkenstocks, but they're the plastic rubber ones, like, and they're white, you know, and I love them. They're so comfortable. But everywhere I go, I hear... And I'm like, I feel like I have to tell people that's not me. That's my shoe. Yep. Sorry.
You need to recreate it.
Yeah.
So that you can prove it to them.
Right, exactly. I walked in this morning and Garrett was sitting here and I'm like, Garrett, I swear to you, it is not. And he goes, you're going to be saying that all day. I said, I know I am. But they're so comfortable, I don't want to take them off. So
don't worry about
fart
it.
Fart away, shoe. Fart away.
You know what? Even if you are farting out your ass, it's okay. We love you.
Okay, thanks.
But next time you're going to wear those farting stocks, get ready for another day explaining to people what's going on. Hey, Scary! Get over here. Scary, what's on your mind today?
Well, I'm just really excited because I'm not having not one, but two vacations with my family this summer. This is like a record. Right. We spent like 25 years not doing anything together, and now we're hanging out in Anguilla, and later this summer, we're going to Greece on Norwegian Cruise Line. I can't believe it. And I'm taking my dad. Unfortunately, my girlfriend Robin can't come with us, but I'm sharing a cabin with him, and we're just reconnecting and doing all kinds of things that we hadn't done in years. And for the past
That's great. But wait, you're sharing a bed with your dad?
A cabin?
I'm building that pillow wall, Scary.
I'm sleeping on the pullout couch, and I'm giving my dad the bed.
So many jokes.
Yeah, you know?
That's so cool, though. You know, I love that you're spending more and more time with your family in Greece. And so you're doing Greece on Norwegian. You're going to the Caribbean, too.
Yeah, Anguilla with the family. We're renting a house, and we're having our extended family there. And I just couldn't be happier, you know? And like, you know... Even 5 years ago, me would be like, what the hell are you doing that for? What are you spending all this time with your family? But you know something? It ever since my mom passed.
Wait. Who would say that?
Yeah.
Five years ago. But, you know, but we spend more time with the family now. You know, I owe it. You know, I got to say, my mom's passing brought us all together. But I look forward to it every single day. You know, to see.
You know what? Your mom's passing brought you all together. It seems like that's probably what she was trying to achieve while she was alive as well. That's what moms do. We love our moms.
We're honoring her these days.
Well, good. Have a wonderful time on your vacations with your family. Hey, Froggy, what's going on with you?
So where we're living, we have found a new dog walker. We found new groomers. We found new vets, everything. And I realized the other day that I was carrying on a full conversation with my dog about, so we're going to go to the new dog walker. We're going to go to the new groomer, and this is what we're going to do. And I stopped mid-sentence. I'm like, I'm carrying on a full conversation with this animal as if it's a human being and telling him all the things he's got to do when he goes to the new place and what he does. And I'm like, the hell's wrong with me? Really nothing.
What you're doing is he's looking up at you. He hears you speaking. You're speaking in a happy, loving tone, that's and that's what he hears. And so it's good. He
so wait, do you think about. If you said something nasty to him in a loving tone, it wouldn't make a difference?
Well, I call him names. Little... Sometimes I call him names in a loving tone just because it's funny. But I'm like, we're going to go to the new groomer. We're going to be a good boy. We're going to get a haircut and a new bath. We're going to come home. We're going to smell good. We're going to be a good boy. And
he appreciates knowing the schedule.
Yes.
I guess. Whatever.
Yes, he does.
At least he knows. He can't say I didn't.
He had to pencil you in.
Exactly.
What's going on, Nate?
Everybody, please, no matter how old you are, start stretching. You will thank yourself later as you get older. Mm-hmm. I normally worked out and I didn't really stretch, but I've really been focusing on it because I think it makes me feel better. And I've been trying to incorporate some yoga poses. Mm. And I recently did something called the happy baby. Show us the happy baby.
Farted, didn't you?
I farted. That's exactly what happened.
Does a happy baby make one fart?
It's one of the gas releasing poses.
Your Diamond knows that.
Yeah.
Okay, happy family.
You know, you grab your legs.
Heavy baby.
I'm not very gassy right now, but trust me when I tell you at the gym, it all came out.
And, ooh. So, when you say all, was it like a...
Somehow it like... No, not all. Not all. There's
enough. Yeah, enough came out. But so I recommend it not only for your health to stretch, but also maybe to get rid of some excessive gas. Yeah.
There you go. God, it does so many things. It's multi-purpose. Hey, Gandhi, what's going on with you today?
All right, how many of you have a dresser in your bedroom that has a mirror? Anyone?
No.
Nobody? No. I'm the only one? Okay, well, I have a dresser that has a mirror, and it's across from my bed. And I recently found out that apparently it's really bad juju to have a mirror across from your bed. Oh. Because according to a lot of cultures, that mirror is a portal to another world. And when you're sleeping, you're opening a portal, and it's right there to get your soul into another portal.
Oh, which, my God. Sucking you right in.
You know, Gandhi, portals work two ways.
Yes.
So God knows what you're letting in.
Maybe, but you know, you guys know we talk about this all the time. I have the craziest dreams when I sleep. I have sleep paralysis, everything. And I'm like, I wonder if it's been this mirror across
my bed.
Well,
get the thing out of there.
There's really not a lot of place in my apartment to put it in another spot that has to be there. I think I'm just going to start covering it up at night.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. So don't put a mirror across from your bed. Even if you're kinky, don't do it.
Close that portal.
Yes, close the portal.
Wow.
No, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking back to Nate when he's doing the happy baby.
Close your portal.
He opened his portal, and we all smelled it. Hey, Scotty B, our special guest today on Around the Room. What's going on, Snotty?
Well, first of all, what about a mirror on the ceiling? Do you go up, or you just only go across?
That's a portal. Either way. Portals. If you can see yourself when you're sleeping, you don't want it.
I'll have to take that.
A portal is a portal.
Yeah. Well, there's another old saying I was thinking of that I might need Nate to help me with, because I was out at the farm over the weekend, and looking at the horse. And where does don't look a gift horse in the mouth come from? What does that even mean?
Oh. You know about this, right?
You told us that this one's, but I forgot what it is. Yeah, Remind us.
So you get a free horse, and horses are basically kind of judged on their teeth. You check out the horse's teeth and its mouth to see if it's aged and if it still has its teeth to eat.
Yeah.
So when you get the horse, so you really shouldn't look it in the mouth. Don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
Okay, well,
Bob got a horse.
Bob the horse was wearing his fly mask, so I couldn't really look in his mouth anyway.
The horse may have bad teeth, but it's a horse. It's a free horse.
Well, that's a horse of a different color.
Oh. Hi-oh. Don't even know what that means.
Exactly.
But Ed, thanks for showing up for Around the Room.
Elvis Duran.
He just keeps opening his mouth.
And the morning show.
Quick, what are you getting your dad for Father's Day? If you don't have the answer right now, you need to go to Macy's. Their gift guide makes shopping for dad so easy. Shop Macy's Father's Day sale June 17th through June 21st at Macy's.com or in the store.
Baby, can't you see? and you hate it, you're getting too mad. I thought that you'd be happy I made it. I'm not cat by the bar, toasting to the good life. You that extra ass, you're trying to pull me back, guys. My junk get the pumping in the club, it's on. I'm with my eyes, a bitch, if she smiles, she gone. Hit the roof on fire, let the motherfucker burn. They're talking about money, homie, I ain't concerned. I'ma tell you what banks told me, cause go ahead, switch the style up. Zing and take the letter, make them out the money pile up. Or we can go upside the head with a bottle of bull. Then the way we off the beat, you can find me in the club. Bottle full of bull, but money, I got the head. See me in the taking drugs. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, if you're in the getting rough. You can find me in the club. Bottle full of bugs, look, mommy, I got the head, sick in the taking drugs. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, get in the getting rough. Don't try to act like you don't know where we be, neither, nigga. I'm in the club all the time, nigga, see me calm, pop off again. G-Unit.
I wasn't expecting that. It's usually quite rowdy in here, but not that rowdy.
Yeah, you make us rowdy. You make us rowdy and randy. So Niall Horan is here. We have many things to talk about. We've got to talk about, of course, Dinner Party, the album. We've got to talk about, we need a Spain redo.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get into that.
You owe us Spain gate.
You owe us a trip to Spain.
Scandal.
I want to talk about World Cup and how you're feeling about the world and the cup. I really want to focus on the album and I want to focus on you on the road.
Yep.
Plus, we have two huge super fans. They're very nervous.
Okay.
But we've granted them each one question.
Okay.
With no follow-up allowed.
All right, okay.
You're going to see them live. They are shaking like vibrators. Awesome. You know, you've been on the road.
Honestly, it's gotten worse in here.
Every minute.
What do you mean? Over the years. I've been coming in here for 15 years.
Yeah. Have we offended you in the past?
No, I'm just saying it's gone downhill.
Well, uphill.
That's true. That is true.
Then mission accomplished, Niall. You are everywhere these days. I mean, your last album came out in 23.
23, yeah.
And then you're on the road in 24.
Yeah.
On tour. Then it seems like you really didn't take a lot of time off.
No.
And here you are again.
Yeah.
But I love that you're just saturating the planet with your Nihilisms.
Right, okay.
Nihilism.
You're Nihiling all over the planet. Let's start with the album. Let's start with Dinner Party. And I'm sure you've told this story a thousand times. In case someone hasn't heard it, why would you name your album Dinner Party?
Okay, so I wrote a song called Dinner Party about the first time that I met my girlfriend, which was at a dinner party. And then it's pretty straightforward lyrically, so it's just kind of say what you see, Niall, pick up the guitar and sing what happened. So then afterwards I was like, right, how do I make the rest of this album? And when I'd written that song, I knew that that's what I was going to do. I was going to attack that dinner party from all different angles and kind of write songs about the nuances of a relationship, but it had to come from the dinner party is the nucleus, and then everything came from that.
So what did I say? If you met at a car dealership, would you have named it car dealership, and how would the album have turned out different?
Yes, I would have, because I would have, and then I'd have a driveway full of cars, free ones, hopefully.
See how that works?
Yeah.
See, a lot of artists will write about relationships that did not do well, or they'll write about past relationships that were great, but they just didn't work. You're writing about a current relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Is that causing any friction at all in the current relationship?
No, it's great, actually.
Really? Why do you say that?
Well, unless she hasn't said anything, so it must be going well. I don't know. I write about what's happening, and it, you know, people say, is it more difficult or not? I think it's, you pick up an instrument, you start singing, and whatever comes out, happens, and she seems to be okay with it. Like, I think she now understands that, like, that's what I do. Like, I write stuff about what's going on in my life, and she's obviously part of it.
She's remembered that. She said, "Fly straight, man. Don't mess with Niall. He'll write a song about it." Well, so let's talk about the nuances of a dinner party.
Yep.
I mean, it's kind of fun that you can. It's a universe. It's an ecosystem. Mm-hmm. It's people that are friends and people who are new friends all together around a table. There's cocktails going on. Yep. There's a little bit of food eating. Mm-hmm. There's conversation.
Yep.
And so there's a choreography to a dinner party, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and then obviously that idea grows in your head once you've written a song about that. Like, you think about all the different types of dinner parties you've been to. You think about the conversations that are had at them. Some of them are political. Some of them are, you talk about absolutely anything on the spectrum at all. And that allows you to open your mind up as a writer and then think about, like, different conversations you've had that attach to your things in your life, and you're able to write off the back of that. So that's, yeah, there is a bit of a choreography to it.
Very creative. I mean, you got really stoned and came up with this concept.
It sounds like I did.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I love the fact you took our listeners out to a dinner party here in New York City.
Yeah, yeah. The other day we went to Kokodak, mm-hmm. which is like a very nice fried chicken restaurant.
It really is.
Yeah.
It's the bougiest place you'll ever get fried chicken. But and we had like 50 or 60 fans in there. But I've been kind of doing this. And it's funny, like, I went to the gym yesterday morning. I had a protein shake at, you know, around lunchtime, had a light salad, not realizing that actually Kokodak was a proper fried chicken restaurant. And I ate for about 90 people in there.
It's good, right?
So basically everything I did in the gym and the 15,000 steps I got in before I started work just went straight out
but
the window.
But that's why you go to the gym, so you can have the chicken.
Yeah, yep. Well, I ate too much chicken. The calories outdid each other. I like getting out and going to the pub, going for dinner, going to see people, like doing all of those things. So I've been waiting in the wings for everyone to come and join
me. This makes no sense to me. Aww. You love going out to the pub. But you build a pub at the house.
Yeah, that's a bad idea.
Well, so...
Yeah, that's a great idea,
that's a terrible... You think so?
Yeah.
It sounds great on paper.
Yeah.
And then you got one.
Well, Ed Sheeran did the same thing.
Well, that's where I got my idea from.
Oh!
I was asking him all ideas about where he got his bar and blah, 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 and he was telling me all how to do it and all that stuff, but it's very
dangerous.
As long
as you don't
spend
every single day and night in your pub at home.
At the start I did. Look, and I learned the hard way.
Getting older is a bitch.
Oh,
look, you know, I'm more than twice your age, probably four times your age.
Four times.
You know, recovering from a heavy night at the pub the next day is not easy for me.
No, it's not.
But you're saying it's the same for you. Yeah, you actually give yourself a break.
The last 4 years, I'd say, is when it kicked in. The hangovers, that turning 30 thing is a real, real thing. Wow. I thought it was a big myth, and everyone was lying. It's just you wait till you turn 30. Oh, yeah, that's a definite. I'm like 2-3 days before I feel okay.
Damn.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
That's a tough one.
So Niall's here. We're celebrating the album, of course, and the song Tastes So Good. I'm going to play that in a few minutes. And we actually played another cut this morning, as requested by Abigail, who you'll meet in a moment.
Okay.
We have two very nervous people here ready to ask you questions.
Right.
We played A Little More Time. That's her favorite album, cut off the album.
Yeah, I love that song. I love that song so much. I wanted to, when I was releasing singles and stuff, I wanted to obviously set it all up with Dinner Party. And then I wanted to put my favorite song out, which is A Little More Time. And then Tastes So Good around the album. We obviously put out End of an Era too, just for to have its own little moment in the album. And Tastes So Good is the kind of the one that starts the album, the one that feels the biggest, the livest, the most rocky, that that gets people going.
Niall's here. What do you want to say?
Oh my God, I have so many questions. Where to begin? So I saw on your Instagram that you mentioned with End of an Era that you guys have been working on it for years and years, and no version really ever felt right about it to you. But now you found something that feels right. What is it that feels right about this, and does it actually feel like you're putting an end to that era?
Yeah, it's a funny one. I'd written that song ages ago, and it never really, like, the lyric just never felt right. It just, there's always an arc to a song, and we could never get the arc right. And then, sadly, we lost Liam, and then that song was pulled back out of the Dropbox, written again, and was written in about 5 minutes. It's crazy that something like that would have to happen to get your emotions out. And to be honest, I didn't, even after we lost Liam, I didn't write anything about him or it subconsciously until then, like for months. Like, I didn't even, it was like I was trying to keep it away from you know, trying to hide it somewhere. But yeah, no, and then it just the time came and it was written in 5 minutes because, as I said at the start, you say what you see, and that's what I was thinking.